You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. You are now tuned in to the Roto Experts.
This is the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. And we are the Roto Experts! Alongside the fantasy executive Corey Parson, Wall Street Matt Modica, I am Greg Sussman. I don't feel great today. It's a semifinal coming your way this weekend. I just don't know if I'm going to be there with you.
Really?
Yes.
Sorry to hear that, Mr. Sussman.
Yes, really. It was one of those days where there's ups and downs, right, on a Sunday?
Yeah.
I was up, and then I was down, and I just never got back up.
Never got back up.
That was the problem.
Are you going to lose any teams?
Yeah, Corey, unless Kenny and Drake is the game of his life tonight, which isn't like that. You know, that's not crazy.
Not crazy. I have Kenny and Drake in some spots tonight, too, but, you know. I hate for you to be saying farewell to a team. It hurts when you lose a team.
You know what? It feels like terrible. Like last night, I didn't want to watch the Steelers game. Yeah. I didn't want to wake up this morning and talk fantasy football.
That was an excellent game.
Yeah, fantastic game. You want to sit there and watch it? No. You want to see Antonio Brown put up 200 yards? No.
Man, it's tough, AB. When AB gets rolling, there's nothing you can do. You got to just turn the TV off. Your only defense.
He didn't even have a touchdown.
I know, that's crazy.
He had like 5 for like 69 for a while. Like, this is great. Like, I'm surviving this. Yeah. Like, I feel pretty good. And the next thing you know, 80 yards here, 70 yards here.
That third and five pass,
Everybody saw that coming
except for Buffalo. They were going to get in
Baltimore.
They were going to get in field goal range anywhere they had to, and it was going to be down the field. Antonio Brown, perfect position, perfect pass. AB runs the perfect route. There's nothing you can do with that. At that point, as a fantasy owner going against Antonio Brown, all you can do is turn the television off and go to sleep.
I did.
And get ready for next season.
But the problem was, I turned the television off. Matt, I wanted to go to sleep, and I just couldn't fall asleep because I was so angry.
I was kind of the opposite end of the spectrum. I couldn't sleep because I was so excited. Look, that was a great game. Ben, 66 pass attempts. First play to have 500-yard games. I got Rocky Marciano going tonight. Currently 15th overall in the online championship. If Hogan would have been out one more week, I would have went Riddick, and I would have been atop the leaderboard. So we need a big night from the Great White
Hope. We're going to root for Chris Hogan tonight. We're going to root for Kenny and Drake tonight. And that's it. That's all we're going to root for tonight. We don't want anything.
Oh, Rex Burkhead, I wouldn't mind getting.
Sure, sure, no problem.
That's the three. We got it.
No problem at all. you guys were both very happy this morning. I was hoping that one of you would be like a little salty, and yet neither of you seem to be salty at all, Corey.
No, nothing. It looks like I won't be saying farewell to any teams. Both my teams that are in head-to-head will be moving on to Week 15. Shout out to EY. He's already been down. His soul has been snatched already. EY is no longer in the flex PPR. That's come to an end.
It's a BFF.
Before Monday night, yes, the BFF goes down. And our NFFC Hall of Famer, Chris Vaccaro, he's down 80 to the fantasy executive. He still has Brandon Cooks and somebody else. I don't think they're going to put up 80. You never know, though.
Do I got to take the king out tonight at the Christmas party, Greg?
Antonio Brown took the BFF shot last night. We'll talk more. Got a lot of football coming your way, of course. Tons went on yesterday. Carson Wentz, especially a lot of quarterbacks. Josh McCown as well. Lots to get to. It's Roto Experts, Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Playing daily fantasy basketball this year? Consider Daily Roto your go-to resource. Whether you play on DraftKings or FanDuel, Daily Roto's customizable projections, podcasts, strategy guides, and lineup optimizer will help you compete with the pros in a fraction of the time. With a team featuring millionaire maker winners and live final champions, there's no better place to get your NBA DFS content. Better yet, you can save 10% using the promo code FNTSY. So go to dailyroto.com/premium and learn more about our awesome product.
Back with you, Roto Experts Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Fantasy executive is right here. of course, Wall Street, Matt Modica, on the other side of me, feeling a lot better today than I am. And also, the piece of crap that's going to beat me with the Patriots defense tonight, he called me four times this morning already. Like, we were going to watch the games together yesterday. I thought that could be fun, even though I wasn't very confident at all. But, like, I was cool watching the games with him. He didn't want to, so he called me throughout the day, and it was fun. We were having a nice rapport. And then, like, after the games were over, we had no one last night. He called me, whatever, put a bow on it. And we talk a lot in the mornings. This is Max. Max loves to call. Loves the fantasy executive, as most people do.
What's up, Max?
And he called me four times today. Like, I'm not
Why is
answering.
Max up so early?
He goes to work. He goes to work when we go to work.
Shout out to Max for trolling you early and often.
Early and often. All he wanted to do was just call me. Call me and call me.
Well, wait, this game isn't over yet, right?
I'm down 14 against Patriots defense with Kenny and Drake.
He's putting out some bad juju out there. You know?
Oh, you're down 14?
Yeah.
And he has the Patriots. Well, who do you have?
Kenny and Drake.
That's going to be tough to get that W.
It's going to be tough. I told you, I need a monster night.
Well, let me ask you a question. In your league, is there negative points for defense?
Just oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh,
just
yeah.
I'm just throwing it out.
Absolutely.
I need
Kenny and Drake to just keep scoring, man.
In Miami to play the game. The best season. The best game of their season.
Yeah, Adam Gase, that'd be so grumpy.
One thing I will say about the Dolphins, they do seem every year to get up for the Patriots.
Not the last time they played this year, 2 weeks ago. They weren't so up for that.
Oh, they're home tonight. Right?
Yeah, great. All right, let's start Kansas City here. Because Kansas City, it seems so simple to me when going over the game for the show. Like, I watched every game, obviously, and then I was kind of going more in depth as we researched for the show. And it seems so simple. They won 26-15. They're up 26-0 this game in the fourth quarter. I mean, it was over. Kareem Hunt had 25 carries. It seems so simple. When you run the ball, you're going to have more success. 25 for 116 and a touchdown. It's so funny because every time they went to this game on Red Zone, I'm like, why are they running the ball to Kareem Hunt? Like, why are they running the ball to Kareem Hunt? And then I looked at the box score, and I was like, oh, he had 8 carries for 40 yards. I was like, oh, they are running the ball to Kareem Hunt. They're just showing you the passes. It was an easy, easy victory for Kansas City against the division rival Raiders that were playing better. The Raiders were hotter. Everyone and their mother liked Michael Crabtree this week. And the Chiefs just whooped their you-know-what. Tyreek Hill, 4 for 75. Travis Kelce, 7 for 74. Albert Wilson, 5 for 72. But the story, as I said, was Kareem Hunt, Matt.
Yeah, Kareem Hunt came through in a big way. Travis Kelce got ruled at the 1, which was huge.
That was very helpful.
We got that rushing touchdown, which has been so elusive. I mean, Kelce lost a couple of touchdowns yesterday, so if you're a Kelce owner, you had to be quite furious there. The Raiders never got off the plane, never showed up. Crabtree was extremely disappointing and somehow was able to get 15 points in some garbage time, so he didn't totally kill you. But you were expecting a 20-point game or more. Shout out to Kareem Hunt for getting the 20-plus points this week. I did predict it last week. I was a week too soon.
Oh, that's a big week too soon.
Okay, we start the playoffs, though. You got to be smiling.
Yeah.
If you made it. No.
You know what's crazy? I still regret this stupid Kareem Hunt Jordan Howard trade that I made. It was a disaster. It was an absolute disaster. It was a disaster. I'll get to Jordan Howard in a second. For the Raiders, Marshawn Lynch, you started him. He helped you out, man. He got you 61 and a touch.
Yeah, Marshawn Lynch. I had him in there, and I was like, ah, this isn't going to be good. You're just looking at the score, and Lynch got the touchdown again. I mean, Lynch, you really the past month has really revived himself.
Yeah, he absolutely has. He's actually helped you a lot down the stretch. And wouldn't you know it, Corey? Bigfoot came out after destroying you last week. He comes out with 5 for 75 and a touchdown.
I knew it. This is classic Jared Cook, you know what I'm saying?
Nobody has in their Jared lineup Cook. This week yeah, after last week.
Nope. Yep. Yeah, classic Jared Cook.
Shout out to Joey Brown. He posted a picture of Bigfoot sighted.
Amazing. Amazing. Michael Crabtree actually finished with 7 for 60. He had a terrible game. But 7 for 60 in that PPR. It's okay. You wanted more. You thought he could be a wide receiver one here this week. You wanted more. It didn't happen, but that's okay.
No, I mean, look, it's okay in the end result. You know, the garbage time, you got the 2-point conversion and stuff. But, I mean, at 1 o'clock, my theme was how disappointing Crabtree was, especially that Cooper even got, he did play, but then re-injured the ankle, and it was all Michael Crabtree.
I don't get it. You're out without Marcus Peters. I don't get it.
If you watched the Jets-Kansas City game last week, and you just saw how everything was turned out, you were just so excited about Crabtree. And the even if Cooper played, which was the pitch count, you still thought you were going to have, I mean, I don't know. It was just the Raiders, Carr and company, major letdown.
You know, that's disgusting.
Disgusting.
That's disgusting. Something's wrong with that. Something's wrong inside that locker room.
I agree.
And I don't know if Jack Del Rio is going to be the fall guy, but that team has way too much talent to be playing the way they are. Obviously, talent doesn't show up on the box score, but that was a good team last year. That team should have competed, especially in this AFC West right here. This Carr guy, he looks like he's not the player he's supposed to be. I don't understand the situation. They need to fix that. You know what they remind me of? They remind me of the Mark Jackson Golden State Warriors.
You're not wrong with that comparison, Jackson and the Warriors. It's really interesting because they got rid of their offense coordinator to promote their quarterbacks coach, and the offense is taking a step back. I understand the schedule was better last year, playing a last place schedule versus playing a first place schedule this year. And I understand that, but it shouldn't be this bad.
No, it shouldn't be this bad. Defense, that's still the AFC West. That's a down division.
You have the defensive player of the year on one side. Yeah. You have an offense that should have been really emerging this year with your new offensive coordinator, Amari Cooper.
He was a preseason guy to be the MVP.
You picked him to go to the Super Bowl?
Yeah, I picked him to go to the damn Super Bowl.
Right. Amari Cooper takes a monster step back. Michael Crabtree takes a step back. And as you said, Derek Carr takes a step back as well. This is a team that is broken. I don't know if Del Rio is the fall guy as well, but it's a bad job in Oakland. It's a bad job, and it should be better. So,
Derek Carr and Marcus Mariota have to be the two biggest quarterback this year.
I don't disagree. And you had Marcus Mariota. That game was a weird game yesterday too, between Arizona and Tennessee. You know, I went to these 4 o'clock games. I was down a few points, but I had Larry Fitzgerald, I had Ricky Seals against Tennessee, and I'm like, okay, like. Just give me something, and I'm going to be fine this afternoon. This is what I'm thinking. I got two guys. It should be a high scoring affair in this one. Give me something, and I'm going to be okay. I'll be in the hunt. And this game sucked. This game absolutely sucked. You had Arizona win 12-7. People are putting up 50 spots on Tennessee, and Arizona puts up 12. And Marcus Mariota against an Arizona defense that is very banged up. Puts up 7 damn points. And they said after the game, he's got a knee injury.
I have to think he's not healthy. I honestly, I'm not trying to make excuses for Mariota. I could care less. But you really have to think this guy is not healthy from the player he was to the player he currently is. It was nice to see, you know, Derrick Henry get into the end zone, but that saved his day, too. I mean, the Titans, just in general, them and the Raiders, I thought the Titans would be fighting in maybe the AFC Championship game versus the Patriots. You know, the Raiders were another trendy pick as well. These teams just not having it. We do get a great standalone game on Saturday night. You really can't ask for more. The Clippers at Kansas City. I'm stoked for that.
Yeah, that should be a good one. Chargers, one of the hottest teams in the NFL. We'll get to that game in just a moment. But with Tennessee, Corey, Marcus Mariota's been absolutely brutal. Like I said, Mike Mularkey after the game says he's got a knee injury, but he played so pathetically all game long, and they played conservatively. This game was terrible.
This is another team that we overrated coming into the season. Another player that we overrated coming into the season with Marcus Mariota. Moving forward with Mariota, I can't do it. He's going to be banged up his whole career.
Yeah, I'm not doing it either.
He's going to be banged up. I just can't see the situation. I mean, we get a healthy season from him. He should be able to put up decent numbers as he matures and as his offense gets rolling and they have more balance to it. Like when they set it with who's the running back, who's the wide receiver, and everybody getting there and be healthy at the same time, I can see them making a push. But his health is really too risky for me in fantasy purposes moving forward.
Kerner Williams carried the ball 20 times. Actually looked good carrying the football once again.
Would you say he was a desperation play yesterday?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
You thought he was a?
I thought he was
a five player.
I thought he was like a low end three.
That's
desperation. Then yeah.
Okay, I didn't see desperation in that. Okay.
I mean, look, he did look good the previous week running the ball, but I mean, how much you saw Penny usurp him at the goal line at that time last week. So
yeah,
he had to have out. He was basically, he was not your ideal option yesterday.
Well, yeah.
He put up, what, 8-9 points?
Yeah, I mean, you know, he just looked good running the ball. In the passing game, Blaine Gabbert only played 17 passes for 178 yards. He didn't look good against the burnable Tennessee secondary. Larry Fitzgerald had 5 for 44 to lead the way. Ricky Seals had one damn catch. Very frustrating.
The
very
legend.
All right, we're going to take a break. We'll come back. We're going to turn the cameras on because it's time to talk about the biggest story from yesterday, and that was Carson Wentz. Say your prayers, people. We'll do ours next.
Did you know that you can listen to this show live on the award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network? Listen on the iHeartRadio app, the TuneIn Radio app, or download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7, 365 Fantasy Sports Network of its kind without a subscription. Check out YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page and participate in the programming there, where you can ask questions, discuss the topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your question. The number is 844-84-FNTSY. That's 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your free fantasy source 24 hours a day.
This is the fantasy executive, Corey Parson. This is Wall Street Matt Modica. I am Greg Sussman. Thank you so much for joining us.
Why do you never refer to yourself as Mr. Sussman?
Well, my name is Greg.
Oh, but you can say I'm Mr. Sussman.
You can use Greggy.
Oh, you can use Greggy. The BFF.
I can use all of this.
Yeah.
Gotta like, change Ted Finn's ball.
Is Ted Finn alive?
I lost. I had week 14.
Well, it is week 14. Oh, so if he's not alive, if he's not alive today,
he win.
Unless I eat him tonight, get a little drunk at the Christmas party.
I know, get drunk and get hammered at the holiday party.
Feed him right
and eat
now.
Ted Finn.
Where is Ted?
Oh, there you go. He woke up. He woke up when you gave him that little. You threw them sprinkles
I see
in
him.
There.
He
jumped around. There you go.
There he goes.
Ted, like I'm still making it, still kicking. Shout out to Ted Finn.
So there you go. Ted's been fed. Okay, so. Yesterday, it was really just a fantastic game between the Rams and the Eagles, two of the best teams in the league. And you saw it, punch for punch, back and forth in this game. And then all of a sudden, after a miraculous touchdown catch by Alshon Jeffrey, they had me going nuts. Carson Wentz was walking gingerly to the locker room. Like, what is going on? Like, all right, is this dude concussed? Like, I'm assuming like he was concussed on the touchdown that didn't count. And then like I'm starting to like read Twitter. It's like, all right, is he concussed? Like, what's happening? Like, all right, I can deal with this. I can get him back next week. I'm fine. And then I'm seeing, like, knee injury. I'm like, knee injury? And then it was just like, Carson Wentz, out. I'm like,
it's not good.
This isn't good. And then reports come in from Schefter, from Rappaport, from everybody of the like, that Carson Wentz has potentially torn his ACL.
Yeah.
The latest was that he has loose... His knee's a little loose.
Yeah.
That's not good. But if it's a partially torn ACL, then there's a chance he can Philip Rivers it, put a brace on it, and wait till it tears the whole thing.
Yeah. Also,
it's basically the same thing as Ryan Tannehill, right? Like, put a brace on it and just hope it doesn't tear.
Yeah.
Ryan Tannehill's literally tore the first day of training camp.
Yep. Put a brace on it, hope it don't tear.
That's what the Eagles are
when this
for
thing
right
happened,
now.
The first thing I thought about was the Philadelphia Eagles and their fans.
Correct.
Yeah, then I was like, you're not going to win no damn Super Bowl. You see, I told you so, first and foremost. Now, secondly, look at the fantasy year we've had. You feel what I'm saying? With these injuries week after week after week, and if you did not prepare yourself for this moment, when we were saying get ready for your playoff push, get your roster real estate right, don't stop streaming the quarterbacks. Get you a couple of quarterbacks on your roster. Just in case something like this happens, then you lost out. It's going to be options to stream this week if you can still pick guys up. But right now, this is a situation where I don't think we see Carson Wentz next week. I don't think we see Carson Wentz till next year.
Exactly. And now, even if it's partially torn, that might be worse because then you get tempted to play him.
Yep.
And probably like the first or second play, he's going to tear the whole damn thing and you're going to get a goose egg.
Yeah, it's a disaster if you are a
but
Carson Wentz.
Going back to Corey's point about the Eagles,
The
Eagles and the Vikings are always these
things. Something's going to happen.
How good they are, something bad is going to happen.
Somebody
going
to miss a kick.
Yeah, exactly.
Somebody going to miss a kick. Somebody going to run on the field. A player going to get suspended. Somebody going to partially tear the ACL. Something is going to happen to those two fan bases, and I don't have a problem with it.
Something always happens to these fan bases.
Is Max an Eagle fan?
No, he's a Giant.
Do you know any Eagle fans?
Yes, I know Eagle fans.
Send him a text message this morning.
Well, Billy Hayes is
an
Eagle fan.
No, I want to send him. I know how it feels.
But no, you damn right Billy Hayes is an Eagle fan, and he deserves this. If anybody deserves it, Billy Hayes. No, because Billy Hayes be coming for me. You feel what I'm saying? But you know what? That's why your Philadelphia Eagles, Billy Hayes, I'm talking to you. That's why your Philadelphia Eagles season is over, Jack. They're not going to win nothing, and that's good for them.
Yeah, I sent my partner in a lot of teams, Andy Saxon. He's an Eagles fan.
Sorry, to Andy's apologies.
Yeah, I was like, damn shame about Wentz and all this. He responded, it's still a good team, and I'm like...
Yeah, Nick Foles, he can get you to the second round.
It's a good
round.
Team.
Because love a bye, that's why I come to the second round.
Can you start Nick Foles? Can you stream? Is Nick Foles
after what Dak did?
Look, I mean, after what Dak did to the Giants...
Why not? Nick Foles can do it. Nick Foles has won people championships in fantasy before.
Dak Prescott was doing nothing until the fourth quarter. Think. 280-yard touchdowns, no problem.
There was a lot of that. You know, catch the ball and then just run down the field.
Yeah, it was very frustrating.
Why the Giants can't stop nobody?
And he gets the Raiders next week. That's what's even, you know.
And then he gets Zeke back in week 16.
Dak's so great. Okay. Anyway, back to Carson Wentz and the Eagles. How does this, Matt, affect not just Carson Wentz owners? I know year one, and as you said, many cigarettes were smoked after that.
A lot of oil was smoked, believe it at that. Put it this way. It's like Carson Wentz was the Alvin Kamara of quarterbacks this season. I mean, and it's just the touchdowns were there every week almost. I mean, it was like three touchdowns, no interceptions. Even if he threw for like 220 yards, you got those touchdowns every week. I mean, this is a major blow. My backup for Wentz is Matt Ryan. Matt Ryan gets the Bucs this week on Monday night. It's a good matchup. It's on the road. But if you're a Carson Wentz owner, you had high aspirations of going far in your fantasy playoffs, and now you're scrambling. I mean, if it's partially torn and they even say, well, we're going to start him, I don't think I could start him because I know within a few plays it's going to tear.
Why would they do that after seeing what happened with Robert Griffin? You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, no.
Why would they do that?
I got to think they're going
to go ahead and get the surgery and be ready for next year. It's the face of the franchise. You feel what I'm saying?
Same with Ryan Tannehill as well, right? Like, you in a partially torn ACL, he rehabbed it, and he tore it on the first day of training camp.
Yeah. Go get the darn surgery. And
you can
and
say
come
damn.
Back next
damn's
year.
Not
yeah.
you
it's not on the deadly seven.
No.
No, so go get the damn surgery and come back next year and make another run at it. You feel what I'm saying?
I agree.
It makes no sense to throw him out there now. You know, but Nick Foles is competent. You feel what I'm saying? Nick Foles ain't going to get you, you know, to the Super Bowl, but Nick Foles can right the ship going down the stretch until you lose in the first round.
I want to give a shout out to Zeke. We have Ezekiel Elliott in our chat, so shout out to him.
Zeke's in the chat this morning? Zeke, get ready, son. You'll be back week 16, baby. Shout out to Zeke.
Corey, how does this affect those surrounding Carson Wentz? Because I know, for instance, I relied on Alshon Jeffrey. I know he's a big tight end.
Did you rely on him?
I did, absolutely.
I mean, Alshon Jeffrey's got 8 touchdowns.
Okay, that's true.
He might be a tight end.
Yeah.
I've got Alshon Jeffrey. A lot of people have Zach Ertz, who, you know, he probably will come back from his concussion next week.
Nick Foles can get it done. Nick Foles is a veteran backup, been with that team in that system. He knows how to run that offense. I'm fine. I'm fine streaming Nick Foles if they go ahead and make him the starting quarterback for the rest of the way. And I don't think the pieces take that much of a downgrade.
Really?
We know that Carson Wentz likes to throw to the tight end. We saw that yesterday with Trey Burton. And I think Nick Foles comes in and picks it right up. Maybe you see a little bit more action for the outside receivers in Aguilar and Jeffrey. But I don't really think. I think you're comfortable with the pieces. I don't think it's too much that you lose in the passing game. The running game, you don't know which one of them dudes gonna get the ball anyway, though.
J.J. seems to be the guy. He had more carries than anybody yesterday. He looks the best. He gained more trust as the days go on. So I think it's J.J. But I lose so much trust in these Eagle guys. Like, I think I have to start Alshon Jeffrey on the team that I have him on. But with Zach Ertz, like, you're not gonna get what you've been getting with Zach Ertz, which is a monster blow.
No, but the tight end is a big part of this offense.
Yes,
regardless who's at quarterback. Look, you could have worse options as your backup. So, I agree. Foles isn't going taking them to the Super Bowl. He could beat the Giants and put up some good numbers this week. And I do believe if you have J.J., you're probably going to be tempted to roll him out there this week versus the Giants.
Oh, absolutely. As you should, as you saw what the Giants did yesterday. The Rams fell to the Eagles. Ultimately, Nick Foles pulls this one out. And Todd Gurley was insane. I mean, he's awesome. Cooper Kupp really stepped up in the absence of Robert Woods, as did Sammy Watkins, who basically scored in every game. By the way, when Sammy Watkins scored yesterday, I was playing Sammy Watkins, and I let out a few choice words when he scored a touchdown, because there's no reason for him to get that touchdown. It's just handed to Todd Gurley and he'll score.
Oh, he scored touchdowns now. It's 5 and 6
yes,
years.
No, I understand that. But I didn't want him to do that. I didn't want him to do that, so I let out a few choice words.
Yeah.
I remember how a couple weeks on the Monday night, there's a knock on my door when Judy had screamed at the TV.
Yeah.
So I had screamed at the TV, and all of a sudden there's a knock on my door.
Yeah. Dude, no, he got you back. No,
so now I open the door. I'm like, hello?
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, you know, the walls are very thin. Like, can you keep it down? I go, I'm watching football.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what you want to tell you.
She don't care.
It's... I'm watching football right
she
now.
She doesn't care.
It's not my girlfriend. It's the neighbors.
Oh, it's the neighbors.
I'm sitting with her.
Oh, I thought maybe y'all was in separate rooms. Maybe
no, where's she sitting next to me on the couch?
Oh, and the dude next to...
I'm screaming. I'm screaming some choice words.
You know how much money I pay to stay here? Exactly. Stop playing with me, son.
So they come in, and I'm like, hello, and they go, can you stop screaming? The walls are thin. I literally say, well, I'm watching football. Like, it's 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and it's not the middle of the night here. And they go, you know, well, especially at night, you can keep it down. We hear everything you're saying. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Cool.
I'd be like, turn up the TV.
I give you something to listen to.
Can I say we've been talking about like Kareem Hunt for the past few weeks and how disappointing he was during that stretch. What about Mike Evans?
Well, I want to get to Mike Evans in a little bit. I want to stick with what Sammy Watkins and Cooper Kupp have done here in the absence of Robert Woods. Matt, they've really stepped up.
They have. I have Woods on a couple teams. Part of me wants Woods back desperately. The other part of me doesn't want Woods back because I'm seeing what Kupp is doing. I'm seeing Sammy Watkins. You know, the one good thing about the Robert Woods injury for the Rams was getting Sammy Watkins involved, which if the Rams are going to go deep in the playoffs, they're going to need Sammy Watkins. So, you know, if you're a Rams fan, you really had to win that game yesterday. I mean, Chris Long and... I mean, he made the play of the game because Cooper Kupp was wide open. Good job by NBC for highlighting that before the 8 o'clock game. And that was the play of the game. That was the difference maker in that game.
He plays for free, too.
Yeah.
Chris Long.
Oh, yeah. He's donating every game check to charity, which is incredible.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Incredible. So he plays for free.
You know, if you want to look at what was the play of the game, that play right there, that changed everything.
Sure, it sure did. Next week, Robert Woods is supposed to come back against Seattle, and that's going to be a fantastic game. I don't know why that wasn't flexed to Sunday night. Instead, we get Dallas and Oakland.
Well, yeah, I guess those teams kept that, you know.
Pretty much. That's America's team.
America.
I'm going to sleep through that one. Right, no interest there. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we appreciate you watching. More on the way. We'll come back, and we'll be joined by the King, Scott Engel, right after this.
Playing daily fantasy basketball this year? Consider Daily Roto your go-to resource. Whether you play on DraftKings or FanDuel, Daily Roto's customizable projections, podcasts, strategy guides, and lineup optimizer will help you compete with the pros in a fraction of the time. With a team featuring millionaire maker winners and live final champions, there's no better place to get your NBA DFS content. Better yet, you can save 10% using the promo code FNTSY. So go to dailyroto.com/premium and learn more about our awesome product.
back with you here on the Roto Experts. And if you're thinking of giving DFS a try, Fantasy Factor is the perfect daily fantasy site for the casual recreational player. Flatter prize pool, smaller fields, and single-entry contests only. Fantasy Factor runs NFL and NBA free rolls each and every week. They're free to enter, so sign up today at www.fantasyfactor.com. And with that, we bring in the King, Scott Engel. What's going on, King?
How you doing this morning, Greg?
Not great, Scott. Not great.
I guess that would be because Antonio Brown went off last night in our playoff game. I remember you saying to me on Thursday, when are you going to be worried about Michael Thomas? And I said I really wasn't. It's one player in one game. I had two guys outscore Michael Thomas yesterday. So, you know, not worried about a Thursday. But look, the game isn't over. You still have Kenyon Drake going tonight, and I have Jarvis Landry.
Yes, you do, Scott. I told my teammates this week that I wanted to start Cooper Kupp to beat your ass, to be honest with you. And then I did, and then they wouldn't let me. And if we did, we'd be in a much better position tonight. But nevertheless, we didn't. So what are you going to do?
Yeah, I did start Dak Prescott, and he beat the Giants and scored a lot of points against you.
Oh, okay. Well, we're talking about, my quarterback outscored your quarterback, so I don't know what we're talking quarterbacks for.
That's okay.
Yeah, I feel like you only brought it up because he beat my Giants. That wasn't very nice.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
but, you know,
should I talk about how the Jaguars picked the crap out of your team?
Well, you know what, though? That's just, they're still in the playoff race. I don't think you know what that's about.
Oh, I know what it's about because my team has won Super Bowls before. And I'd much rather have the second pick than be knocked out of the first round like your team.
7 years. They won a playoff game in 7 years.
That's fine, man. We're gonna have the second overall pick. We're gonna get the quarterback for the next 20 years. We'll be good.
All right, the next Dave Brown. Here we go.
The next Dave Brown. Why are we going to Dave Brown? You gotta go to Dave Brown. Man, that's kind of messed up. Let's talk about the Seahawks here for a moment. They fell to Jacksonville 30-24. Really good game that nobody watched because of the Rams and the Eagles. But it happened to be a really good game in Jacksonville. I thought the Jags really stepped up to the Eagles here in this one. Blake Bortles actually had a really nice game, throwing for 268 and two. He seemed to be in control. Keelan Cole had 3 for 99 and a touch. D.D. Westbrook, 5 for 81 and a touch. And Marquise Lee, 5 for 65. All these Jaguars wide receivers were involved. Nice game by Blake Bortles.
Yeah, he didn't get sacked once. The offensive line did a great job of protecting him. And, you know, if you lost Carson Wentz, Blake Bortles is only owned in just over 20% of ESPN leagues, and he plays Houston next week. So if Bortles is on your free agent list, you lost Wentz, there's like maybe the prime streamer to replace him for week 15.
Potentially so. I think Blake Bortles, as you said, Scott, and I think you said it well, just how good he has been over the past couple of weeks for the Jaguars. The offensive line holding him up, which has been part of the problem in the past of Blake. And after this win, Scotty, people are actually saying that they believe the Jaguars actually give, along with the Steelers, the Patriots, the toughest road to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I don't see it because although Bortles is playing better, no playoff experience and very erratic. I've seen him over the last few weeks make some very questionable throws. I just can't see Blake Bortles in a big pressure situation in the playoffs. Like, you know, this was good for the Jaguars because this is the first type of game that they've won. It was the regular season. Going to like New England or Pittsburgh in the playoffs, I just don't see it happening on the road with Blake Bortles.
It's a whole different animal. There were a lot of question marks, Scott, coming into this game about Leonard Fournette and what we could see out of him. A little banged up. Like, he's a good Seattle defense. And I was higher on Leonard Fournette than a couple of other people because, listen, we knew the volume would be there if nothing else. And he got it. 24 carries, over 100 yards, and a touchdown against the Seattle defense. Leonard Fournette, when it's all said and done, really good year for Jacksonville because the volume has just been there. The total, he'll have over 1,000 yards. There's a good chance he's double-digit touchdowns. A really, really productive rookie year for Leonard Fournette.
Yeah, two 200-yard games in his last four. Was getting bottled up a lot early, but things started rolling in the second half. And then when the Seahawks pulled off both Bobby Wagner and K.J. Wright, it was pretty much free for him to roam, and he took advantage of that, just like Alex Collins did yesterday with, without Ryan Shazier, and that same Jordan Howard facing Cincinnati without Vontaze Burfict. So when these teams lose top linebackers, it's opportunities for running backs.
For Seattle, Jimmy Graham went from his touchdown in a bajillion straight games to shut out yesterday. What happened?
Well, he's basically a red zone threat. That's right. What he is. And the Seahawks only had one trip to the red zone yesterday in which he wasn't targeted. And with the ankle injury, he's less effective going down the seam. But in the end zone, it's just about post it up like a basketball play and throw it to him. And they just didn't let it happen. Outside the 20s, they were bracketing him. And they really loaded up on him against that one trip in the red zone. So it was a matter of good defense, good game flow.
Yeah, Doug Baldwin, there's the biggest question marks we had against him. I asked you about this last week during this time we have together every morning, Scotty. And basically you said, I'm throwing Doug Baldwin out there because I can't see myself finding better options than Baldwin. And if he did happen to throw him out, he got the job done for you. 378 and a 3 for 78 and a touchdown. And it could have been even bigger.
Yeah, he didn't have a catch in the first half. And, a lot of those internet panickers, were panicking about him and Russell Wilson, but Seattle is really a second half team, and then they got into a situation where they played catch up. You don't bench a guy like this because if they stay in the game, he's going to be heavily involved in the flow, and if they have to play catch up, you don't shut that offense down completely. It doesn't happen.
The Russell Wilson, the final line for him yesterday against Jacksonville, throws for 171 and 3. Does throw for 3 interceptions, but also rushes for 50. And we talked a little bit about what Cam did, and this is what Russell Wilson can do also. Like, you don't even look, and he has 50 yards on the ground, and that's why he remains productive. That's why he remains a fantasy starter and one of these top three guys, and arguably the league MVP.
Look, he still had 3 touchdown passes. Mm-hmm. He had the 5 catches for 5 rushes for 50 yards. I think losing at Jacksonville and having 3 interceptions is going to hurt him in the MVP voting.
Yeah.
But fantasy MVP, it's still very much there. A lot of people like on the internet were like tweeting at me and Michael Fabiano yesterday at halftime and panicking, and I was saying there's a lot of game left. You can't panic during the game. I know there's more pressure during the fantasy playoffs, but the numbers don't happen over a full game, and eventually, as soon as people started tweeting that at me through 1 touchdown pass, then it was 2, then it was 3, this was actually a better game than he had at Arizona statistically a few weeks ago. So there's no holding down Russell Wilson. People were worried about the matchup, and then it was 3-0 at halftime. But I think you have to worry more about, okay, can Russell Wilson win in Jacksonville? I don't think you have to worry about him putting up the numbers.
It's so funny. I was watching. I feel the same way, Scott. Like, you sit there after the first half, and the stats are what they are, and you're like, all right. As a fantasy owner, I'm sitting here like, wow, I survived this. And then boom, boom, boom. And for me, I was saying this early in the morning that I was watching the Arizona-Tennessee game. There was just nothing. I kind of just waited and waited for the offensive explosion, and it never happened. And, if you're a Jimmy Graham owner, you didn't get the touchdown yesterday. But if you for whatever reason started any of these wide receivers against the Jackson 5, Richardson, Baldwin, Lockett, they all wind up scoring, which is why you cannot predict this game at all.
Yeah, it was interesting. And playing against you, I got a 0 from Jimmy Graham, but had a bunch of other players pick it up. So still scoring over 140 points, I think. And, with Russell Wilson, this is a guy that brings it on in the second half. It's like, I believe he broke a record yesterday for most touchdowns in the fourth quarter in the season with 16.
So there you go. How about those Russell Wilson stats, Matt Mojica?
You could not bench Russell Wilson. I know the matchup wasn't ideal, but it's Russell Wilson. The guy buys time. I was more impressed with like Richardson and Lockett doing that.
Yeah.
But Seattle's going to have they got a tough task ahead with the Rams, with possible suspensions, possible injuries. I mean, this team, if they were fully healthy, they'd be a real threat. Now they got a battle to get into the playoffs.
Yeah, this game between Seattle and L.A. next week is going to be a really, really fun one. In Seattle, Scott has pointed out on multiple occasions, Seattle went to L.A. earlier in the year and won. Now it's much different teams this late in the season. Two really, really good teams. Two teams that probably are headed to the playoffs. So this will be a fun one next weekend, Scott.
Yeah, we will, like Matt says, we'll see if Seattle's headed to the playoffs. If they don't have Wagner and Wright, that's another big blow to that defense. Then you talk about missing four top players.
Yeah.
The advantage is they are at home, and they still have Russell Wilson. So they could win at home, and then they got to face Dallas and Arizona, which are winnable games. But if they win next week, they've beaten the Rams twice and will pretty much have control of the division. So, you know, as long as they still have Russell Wilson, you know, they still have a chance. You know, if they're losing those four guys for an extended period of time, that hurts them in the postseason. But fantasy-wise, you know, you don't have to worry. I think if you advance with Russell Wilson fantasy-wise, things get easier the next 2 weeks.
What did you think about your boy Jefferson trying to jump into the stands in Jacksonville yesterday?
Yeah, you know what? It's I guess that's wrongs on both sides. I don't think you can condone what Michael Bennett did.
No.
You know, Jefferson was obviously very upset. You know, fans are going to act a certain way that you don't condone either. I don't think it was it was just a bad situation on both ends.
Well, I mean, I'll tell you this. This is on the Seahawks for going after these offensive linemen's knees at the end of the game last night. Because that was pathetic.
That was trash.
It was trash. The game's over, and they're going after the knees. That was trash by the defensive line in Seattle last night.
Yeah, like I said, there's no way you condone that from Michael Bennett, you know, and anybody else like Richardson or Jefferson who was involved. It got to the point where Pete Carroll actually tried to walk out on the field and, you know, got a flag for it. But, you know, the fans shouldn't be acting that way either. So, bad situation all around.
All right, good luck tonight, King. Will I see you tonight?
Yes, you will see me tonight.
All right, fair enough. We'll take a break. We'll come back. I'll talk to the King later. We appreciate it. We'll talk to him tomorrow. We'll continue on with Corey and Matt right after this.
Did you know that you can listen to this show live on the award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network? Listen on the iHeartRadio app, the TuneIn Radio app, or download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7, 365 Fantasy Sports Network of its kind without a subscription. Check out YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page and participate in the programming there, where you can ask questions, discuss the topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your question. The number is 844-84-FNTSY. That's 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your free fantasy source 24 hours a day.
Telephone calls about Carson Wentz and how you're feeling today coming up next hour at 844-843-6879. Before we do, remember, if you're thinking of giving DFS a try, Fantasy Factor is the perfect daily fantasy site for the casual recreational player. Flatter prize pool, smaller fields, single entry contests only. Fantasy Factor runs NFL and NBA free rolls each and every week. They're free to enter, so sign up today at www.fantasyfactor.com. Guys, I know you were kind of itching to talk about this, Matt, when we were talking about Carson Wentz. So I want to get the opportunity to get into it now. And I have it in my notes as WTF, Mike. And that was in regards to Mike Evans. We talked about players letting you down. A lot of this was like Julio on Thursday night. You know, he gave you the 5 for 98, and that was okay. But Mike Evans, in a game where a lot of people like Jameis Winston, I did not. I was in on Kirk Cousins, and this is another one of those things where I was kind of just waiting for Cousins to go into garbage time mode, and it just never happened, which was very, very frustrating. So as you guys know, on every show I did last week, I asked everybody, Kirk Cousins or Jameis Winston. And I went with my gut, and that was Cousins, and he scores his touchdown in the first quarter. I'm like, all right. This is perfect. Jameis Winston, you know, put up 285-2, which is good, which is, as Corey said last week, so he asked for.
Yep.
And I'm just like, he had a bad game. 285, two interceptions, a fumble. Like, he was bad. I'm like, Kirk, just do your thing. And when it was all said and done, he didn't. He sucked. But Jameis Winston and the Bucs, they fell to Detroit 24-21. And a lot of this, it has nothing to do with Kirk Cousins or Jameis Winston. It has to do with Mike Evans, who was targeted 5 times and caught 2 passes for 25 yards, being perhaps the biggest disappointment of all disappointments on Sunday.
You know, he disappointed you in week 13 when you really needed him. If you advanced to the first round, once again, I mean, 9.8 total the last 2 weeks. That's against the Green Bay, secondary and the Lions secondary. So, you know, he's been a colossal disappointment down the stretch here. I mean, just an uber-talented wide receiver, one of the elites, but, you know, sometimes the talent doesn't translate onto the field in certain games, and, you know, you're walking away head-scratching on that one.
It's disappointing. Like I said, the biggest letdown.
He's almost not even in the offense right now, Mike Evans.
Why?
It looks like they're taking him. They realize that that's where Jameis is likely more comfortable going, and it looks like they're taking that away from Jameis at the point, and you know, early in the progression, and Jameis is not going back to him. So those two have to get back on the right page. I think the Buccaneers are mailing this thing in. I think they're ready for it to be over, and I think you get a new head coach in there next year.
But I don't understand, and this is the same thing with Kareem Hunt, and it's the same thing with Julio Jones. When you have a player of Mike Evans' caliber, how do you not get the ball to him? How do you not target him 10 times, 15 times?
They're not doing it. They've mailed it in. They're mailing it in now.
Yeah.
They're ready for the season to be over.
But they fought yesterday. They were down a bunch of points yesterday, and they fought back. I mean, right? They were down 21-7.
They did it without Mike Evans.
They do it like that. It's weird.
Well, I mean, the difference is you see Antonio Brown get 18 targets.
Yeah.
You see DeAndre Hopkins get like 16 targets.
Yeah.
You got to do the same to like Julio or Mike Evans. These guys, sometimes you got to throw contested balls. You got to make your guy go make the play, take the chance in certain opportunities. And, I mean, I don't
think. They got him scared to turn the ball over.
I think that is a good point. And like I said, you know, Jameis, that first half, it wasn't looking good. And then the points are there. I mean, currently he's right around that QB1 or right outside.
He'll be a QB1 this week.
But,
it's not pretty. It's not pretty.
It's really tough to watch. And you sit there, you're hoping for that second half. I mean, that's been the theme with Jameis this season. He does get to, like, you know, usually he'll wind up getting to the 300 yards or right about that. And, you know, it was a letdown. I mean, one thing you had a caution about was with Cameron Brate. He had the two catches the week before. They were both touchdowns, but that's hard to replicate. I know he's Jameis' guy, and then it was an O.J. Howard week.
Yeah, that came out of nowhere this week. Make America Brate did not make America Brate this week. I'll still go right back to him next week, though. I think it's more. I look at it more as a mistake that this happened with Cameron Brate. I'm willing to go right back to him. O.J. Howard, just not yet.
He scored a touchdown yesterday.
Yeah, he did.
Scored a touchdown yesterday.
Who you think scores more fantasy points moving forward, him or Cameron Brate, these last 2 weeks?
I'm going to have the choice between Austin Hooper and O.J. Howard next week. I'm going to go O.J. Howard.
Really?
Yeah, I think they want to get him the ball. It's seeming like that. I know it was Fitzmagic for like a month, but I think it's his time right now. I'm not saying Cameron Brate's not going to get a touchdown pass, because he's always going to be a possibility there.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, more from a busy Sunday around the NFL. We'll take your calls, of course, as well at 844-843-6879. It's the Roto Experts, Fantasy Sports Radio.